as always, the whole event was enjoyed totally by both the villagers of Hallerton and Medbourne. The crowd was a little down, as I expected, because of the weather, but there was probably still 5,000 people there. And from our point of view, despite the rain, everything as per tradition took place, and a great time was had by all. And of course, when it came to the match itself, a hard-fought first bottle was won by Hallerton. An even harder, longer second bottle was won by Medbourne. All to play for on the third one, and momentum. I think the Hallerton players wore out the Medbourne players getting it to their boundary. So right at the start of the third, Hallerton were able to start wrestling it towards Hallerton. And eventually we sort of got it down and over the Hallerton Brook for a 2-1 hard-earned victory.
Fantastic. I saw that was the result, and I saw it seemed to be, fairly close and certainly not a walkover by any means. So, yeah, no, fantastic.
Yeah, no, great. I mean, and credit to Medbourne, really. I mean, you know, whilst they lost, they fought with a lot of spirit. And I really do think after they got the second bottle over, their hopes were very high that they'd actually wrestle a victory. But such was the guile and the strength and the experience of the Hallerton boys that they rallied round and got the thing moving back to Hallerton to secure another victory.
Fantastic. And another year of the tradition continuing. I know that's what you're going to carry on doing.
Indeed. I mean, the good news really was, you know, there wasn't too many injuries. I guess with the ground being quite soft, it did prevent, you know, sort of more serious injuries. Yeah, there was a few people holding the ribs, some black eyes and some cut noses and foreheads and things, but they're the scrapes of the day you normally get. But all in all, I didn't get any reports to me of any serious injuries, which is what we want to hear, really. We don't really want anybody hurt, such that, you know, it's a real serious one. So that's all good too.
Brilliant. And all the other parts of the day leading up to it, I presume, were well supported as always.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the traditional hare pie baked by Lynn, my wife, that was took to the church gates and sort of fed to the crowd in the traditional way. Of course, you know, some of the hare pie put into a sacks, which is then to be scrambled for on the day, hence hare pie scrambling and bottle kicking. And then one of the things that happened that's probably worth a mention, the first bottle was threw up by Dave Marlowe, who had been throwing it up for a number of years since he took over from myself throwing it up. And actually the second bottle was thrown up for the very first time by his son, Ben Marlowe. So we have a new, we call it Master of the Stow, but the guy that throws the bottle up to start it. So a tradition was upheld of the youth taking over.
Oh, fantastic, because I know that they've done that for a number of years. Fabulous that it's carrying on.
Indeed, yeah. And, I sort of just got everybody sort of a round of applause for Dave just before he threw up the first one. And that mark of respect was shown from both sides, which showed what, a good sort of valid member of the community Dave had been over the years, and still will be. He won't disappear. It's just that it's the next generation coming through, as always, as time has always been in the Hallerton bottle kicking.
Brilliant stuff. No, it's great. And it's a credit to you for organising it or being part of the organising as always. And I presume you're now looking ahead to next year after you've had a bit of a rest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now everybody's sort of just nursed their bruises for a few days. But, when you win, the bruises don't hurt as much. When you lose, they just hurt that little bit more. But Medbourne will be back next year fighting to try and sort of wrestle it again. And the bragging rights this year for Hallerton.